कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्दा जय जय गोराधा शिव सजीव।
The following is a presentation by His Holiness Jayabhataka Swami on March 27, 1983 in Sri Navadvip Dham, West Bengal, India. This presentation was given in Sri Navadvip Dham Mandal Parikrama in Rudradeep.
So today, here in this sacred land of Rudradeep and in Navadvip Dham, you should know that all of the four Vaishnava Acharyas have all worshipped Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, how they can be Vaishnava at all? We agree with the statement made this morning. And according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all the four Vaishnava Acharyas have all worshipped Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramanuja Acharya came to Navadvip during his lifetime. He kind of snuck here. When he went up to Jagannath Puri, and he was thrown out by Jagannath, before he went back to Kumarstan, he came up here to Navadvip, and he started doing tapasya. That's another story. That's for the Puri program. So I cannot know the mind of the Lord. But he came here and he performed his tapasya in Rudradeep. And here, Lord Shiva appeared to him, because this is the island where Lord Shiva in the 12, either Vados Rudra or 11, Akradas Rudra. Oh, anyway, 11 Rudra. It's a little bit confused. They performed their tapasya here, waiting for Lord Chaitanya, and had darshan Lord Chaitanya. So when Ramanuja came here, Lord Shiva, being satisfied with his tapasya, appeared to him and blessed him. That I'm very pleased with your worship. You should know that this place is the place of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The mercy incarnation of Krishna himself, coming and giving pure Krishna bhakti. And he revealed, he gave spiritual vision that he could see the ever-existent Sankirtan party of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here in Rudradeep. Then he revealed that that Sankirtan party, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, was not different in mood from the mood of the gopis in the Ras Leela, that the mood of separation and pure appreciation for the qualities, form, characteristics of the Lord Sri Krishna were not different. And Ramanuja Acharya could see that the Sankirtan party of Lord Chaitanya turned into Raha Krishna Ras Leela with the gopis. And that here in the Rudradeep, the Ras Leela is ever existent, that the mood of Lord Chaitanya is exactly following in the mood of Radha and Krishna, following in the pure Vrindavan mood. But actually, in Kali Yuga, we are not qualified to go directly to Vrindavan because we are aparadis, we are offenders. But Lord Chaitanya is so kind that by his mercy, we are able to also enter into those confidential pastimes. We are able to enter into those nectarine pastimes and be forgiven for all our offenses. And then by His mercy we can actually understand what is the real meaning of Radha Krishna pastimes, of Vrindavan pastimes. So get that mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as has been revealed in the past few days in the classes, is especially by giving out that mercy to the conditioned soul so that they can take up all also this sublime process of Krishna consciousness, pure devotional service. I like to request the Divine Grace Vishnupad Harikesh Swami to illuminate us and how we can understand the non-difference of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes from the pastimes in Vrindavan, and how we can enter into this sublime activity, even in our present state.
All right.
Vivo!
Sorry about his expert at making introductions. I hate to be the one who doesn't speak on what he wanted me to speak on. As we were walking here, we all noticed that it was very hot. And as we are sitting here, we are noticing that we are very tired, and it is still very hot. So this, of course, is the contact of the material body on the spirit soul, except a material body, he begins to feel the pains and pleasures of this material body. Bhunte pakiti slohi purusha pakiti jan gunan kana guna sangasya sarasat jani gandhasya. That we are wandering through so many different species of life, and because we are considering ourselves the enjoyer, or purusha, we are forced to meet good and bad under the influence of the modes of material nature. But when we are walking on these parakrams, we are not wandering through different species. We are not wandering through the different myriads of material sense gratification. We are simply wandering around the place of pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Adwaita Prabhu, Gadadhara Prabhu, and Shiva Acharya. So it is a completely different kind of wandering, and even though it is very hot, and even though some have begun to feel great discomfort, but if the mind is at all attracted to loving devotion, the mind is wandering off to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, whereas the body is wanting to merge into the earth. But that bodily platform is a temporary thing. And of that which is temporary, there is no eternal existence. Now it is very hot, and if we go to Vrindavan, we will find it is quite cooler during the night. And if we go back to our respective places, we will find maybe it's still even cold. Some places still have snow. But the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do not relate to our material body. Therefore, we can actually enjoy them. Anything that relates to the material body, you cannot enjoy. Even one takes the most wonderful thing of this material world, after a while, it will not be very nice. Nice food, nice association with members of the opposite sex, nice fame, nice money, all these things ultimately bring about the opposite results. Ultimately, they bring about opposite results than that which we are looking for. We are looking for enjoyment, we are looking for pleasure, but the material energy is so arranged that it will not be available. Just like now we are actually in the most ecstatic place in the whole universe. But because of conditioning, when it's thinking, it is very hot. Bodies are thinking it is hot. But if the mind is chained up, if the internal consciousness has gotten some awareness due to performance of devotional service, chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, preaching, the inward consciousness of loving devotion of the Lord brings the mind, when there is difficulty, to the lotus feet of the Lord. When there is difficulty, the devotee has that opportunity to remember the Lord more. Just like on these parakrams, they are very special. Why are they special? It is not because we have all gotten and gone on a hike somewhere. Hiking you can do anywhere. If all of us got up and went on a hike in the Amazon rainforest, it would not be at all very blissful or even purifying. But because we are walking through the Dham, walking through the place of pastimes of the Supreme Lord, mysteriously and miraculously, when we return, everybody's very blissful. Just like when we go on the parakrams, the devotees who stay back, the more cynical ones, we need not make any further comments. They always ask the returning devotees, they say, how was it? And the returning devotees somehow are very blissful. Even though, what did we do? Well, we got up and we walked to this place and paid our obeisances and sat down and heard some class. Then we got up and walked to this other place and sat down and heard some class. We could have simply just walked around the garden and sat down and heard a class. It would have been the same activity. But it's not, and everybody knows it. Therefore, there is a transcendental nature to parakrama. It is an activity established by the Supreme Lord Himself, established by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, who used to wander all over these nine islands, bringing the ecstasy of love of Godhead everywhere. Actually, when we are performing these parakrams, we are purifying the whole world. Because the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu comes from Mayapur Dham and spills out like a flood over the whole world. So these parakrams are very special. And even though it's hot, actually, it doesn't matter so much. And when we get back, or when we go to the Ganges and we take a bath in the nice, cool, purifying, refreshing water, we won't mind. And when we get back, we'll have a smile on our faces, because we'll be tired. But the nice thing about being tired in this way is that there's no more energy for any maya. Everybody likes not being in maya, see? So if we just stayed in the temple all day, probably we wouldn't do very much chanting. We wouldn't be doing too much. Everybody would just be wandering here and there, talking to his neighbor about this and that. But when we are in parakram, you can't talk to anybody because there's always kirtan going on. And you can't talk to your neighbor because otherwise the people in back of you will push you over. And anyway, it's very tired. Who wants to talk anything? And what's so important to talk about anyway? Let's just chant the holy name and remember Krishna. So this place is the place of pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Dhamma, the Nama, the Rupa, the Leela, all of these characteristics of the Lord are manifested eternally here. When we are chanting the holy name of the Lord, they are manifested anywhere. One who is fully absorbed in chanting the holy name, the Hare Krishna mantra, although he may be in a very strange place, actually has direct connection with the Supreme Lord. And gradually he will realize the Lord. But because we are not so expert, we come to Shidam Mayapur, and here is a very special place because it is very easy to chant here. And Mayapur is so nice because Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they do not accept the offenses of the devotees. Whereas in Vrindavan,
your offenses are multiplied 100 times in severity. Of course, I heard Prabhupada once say 10 times in severity, and then I heard him say 100 times in severity. But in any case, if your offenses are multiplied 2 times, it's already bad. What to speak of the offense itself, which is in itself 1 times as bad. So, if we are here in Mayapur, our offenses do not count because of the mercy of Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. But when we leave Mayapur, if we take away a mentality of taking advantage of the mercy of the Lord, then immediately Maya comes and clobbers us on the head. Therefore, while we are here in Mayapur, we should not take advantage of the mercy of the Lord. There are so many who stay in Navadvip Dham, the 9 islands of devotion, and take advantage of that mercy, and are not very careful in the way they are dealing or in the way they are acting. Maybe they have not developed a loving devotion to the Lord, so. But in Mayapur Dham, still some adjustment is made transcendentally. But we have to do a great work. We have to go preaching. We have to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So here, we have not come to take advantage of the Lord. We have come so that the Lord may take advantage of us. May take advantage in the sense that we are offering our bodies, our minds, our words, our whole consciousness, and saying, my dear Lord Chaitanya, my dear Lord Nityananda, we are yours. Now we are undergoing this austerity of parakram, although it's not such a big austerity. We are undergoing this austerity of parakram because we want your mercy. And when we leave this place, we want to go back to our respective preaching fields, and we want to glorify you by spreading your holy name everywhere, by spreading your transcendental literatures everywhere, by actually pleasing you. And you kindly reciprocate with us and give us your mercy. And when one actually gets the mercy of the Lord, he begins to realize the pastimes of the Lord. And he even sees that this Krishna consciousness movement is not different than the pastimes of the Lord. In fact, this Sankirtan movement is the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is just that we have to get a little more purified to see it. We have to become a little bit more purified. And then what we will see? We will see the pastimes of the Lord directly manifested. And we will see Lord Chaitanya dancing and chanting, and we will understand Radha Krishna. But as Narottam Das and other acharyas have said, they wish to get the mercy of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, of the Goswamis of Vrindavan, and then they will get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, and then they will get the mercy to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he is. Without going through this chain of disciplic succession, you cannot understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although one may hear, one may even perform austerity, one may even preach, but unless one gets the mercy of these acharyas in our disciplic succession, in other words, first one must approach our spiritual master, we must approach Srila Prabhupada, then we must get the mercy of the predecessor acharyas by pleasing our spiritual master, and he will call upon us the mercy of Rupa Goswami, other Goswamis, and then we will be able to please Nityananda Prabhu and get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this attitude of servitorship, this is the basis, the foundation upon which all advancement in spiritual life is made. Therefore, when we are in Mayapur and Vrindavan, We should not be thinking that we should be served because we are on vacation. Actually, we should want to serve. To want to serve means one has actually advanced. And to be on vacation means one has not understood anything. The only vacation is the service of the Lord. And everything else is hard work. It's like parakram is not even hard work. It is nice. No matter the heat. See how even now the cool breezes are coming. So, to be on parakram, this is actual vacation. To be chanting the holy name of the Lord, serving, even helping to serve prasadam, helping to keep everything nice and clean. This is real vacation. This is the real nectar, the relaxation. And to just lay around or do nothing or engage in unnecessary talking. What this is work. This is karma bandhana. This is binding us to the material world. And work which is done for the satisfaction of Vishnu, or actually here the satisfaction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is freeing us from all reaction, therefore we cannot call it work. We have to call it bliss. Our eternal blissful position in relationship to the Supreme Lord. So, let us take advantage of this time. And every time when we go on parakram, when you come in the future years, and somebody says, oh, I don't want to go on parakram, because the Chayapad takes us around in circles. You should understand, those circles are ecstatic circles. You know, Krishna took the gopis around in circles too, when he was having the rasa dance. We do not want to equate the two activities, but just going around in circles as such is not bad if it is done in full Krishna consciousness. And if one is thinking in mundane circles, this is the duality, birth and death. You see, if you just go around in circles in the material world, you're just taking birth and dying again, samsara. But we go around in circles circumambulating the holy dham, and we are actually taking off, going right back home, back to Godhead. So this activity is very transcendental. And we are all very, very lucky to be here. Very lucky to take advantage of this activity. Very lucky that we are able to come. There are so many who have not come. So let us just, with great enthusiasm, complete our activities. And unfortunately, we will be leaving in a few days. Let us try to beg for the mercy of the Lord and somehow extract the nectar from the holy dham. Hare Krishna. So, plan is to go from here to the Ganges. Ganga Mai Ki. Before we go, well, I'll lead the way with Prabhupada, lead the way, and we'll follow this. It's supposed to be a shortcut. We'll be walking alongside the Ganga. And at the Pandal on the Ganges side, for those that are not into swimming or would like to hear some more, then we're going to have the different sannyasis give them talks at that time, those who would like to do so. Just here before we leave this island of Rudradweep, if we don't leave it, at least we go into our next gear of going on the Ganges side. We can remember that this is the island of friendship, and that friendship in the material world means that actually it brings both pain and pleasure. When someone who is a friend, someone you love, is suffering, that gives you pain. And when that person is happy, then you feel happy. That's a real friendship.
The Krishna doesn't want us to be miserable. Therefore, he comes himself, and he sends his devotees to give us mercy. Therefore, he is Suhit. He's our real friend. Bhukta Ram Jagatapasang Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sudhidang Sarvabhutanam Gyatvangamang Shanti Ritshati. He is the friend of all the living entities. So, sometimes our devotee, a living entity, realizes that Krishna is the friend, the master, surrenders to him, and is blessed to enter into the pastimes of the Lord. Those pastimes are the real standard of friendship, of servitude, of parental love and conjugal love, the real standard of love. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Mother Sachi as his mother and allowed her to worship him in the mood of parental love. But Lord Chaitanya's mission was to be the friend of all the living entities, so he had to leave Navadvip to preach, to go to Jagannath Puri, South India and other places. So he decided to take sannyas and leave his loving mother and his loving wife. So when he left, Lord Chaitanya came just by this village. He snuck away at night when everyone was asleep. He went here with only a few trusted, 4 or 5 people knew for a fact the exact moment he was leaving. Everyone else had apprehension, but no one could say at this time. Only Nityananda Mukunda, few knew. So when Lord Chaitanya came, he came by this village and he crossed over the Ganges Ghat they were going to walk by. And at that time, Mother Sachi, soon as Lord Chaitanya left her house, she felt some emptiness. She woke up. She looked, there was Vishnu Priya alone. Lord Chaitanya wasn't there. She knew, like a thunderbolt striking her, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left. He's gone. Kutai, kutai. She starts shouting out, where is Lord Chaitanya? Where is he? Where is Bhandimai? Where is my Nimai? Where is my Visumbar? Where is he? Where is he? And she went out. She wasn't thinking about she was wearing or anything like that. She just was mad, trying to find Lord Chaitanya, and she came wandering over the field, you see. And when she got to this village, she was practically senseless that time. She was just mad. It was middle of the night. Everybody was asleep, but she was crying out to the trees, to the village, where have you seen my Nimai gone? Have you seen him gone? And she was crying like that, just mad in separation. And where in this village, none of the trees, none of the people woke up, nobody said anything. Then she said, you are near Doya. You have no mercy on me. You're not telling me where is my Nimai. And she just collapsed in separation, weeping. So since that time, this village is known as Nirdoya, or Nidoya, in short. The village that was chastised by Mother Sachi as having no mercy, because they couldn't tell her where her beloved Nimai was. Of course, if you were to offer Mother Sachi something in exchange, you take another boy, you adopt a son, or we'll give you a ticket to somewhere. Give her anything, give her the whole world. She couldn't care peanuts for it. She just wanted her Nimai, Visvambar, because she's the eternal devotee of the Lord. And because of that, Lord Chaitanya actually didn't leave her, but in Bhava Rupa stayed with her always, and even accepted the prasad
which was later proven that he was accepting the prasad he was offering every day. So sometimes we serve in separation, sometimes we're serving in the presence, visible presence of our worshipable object, of the Lord, or even the spiritual master. Similar feelings are there because he's the sarup of Krishna. Therefore one has to have a spiritual master who is a pure devotee of Krishna and none other. So while we're here at this village of Nidwaras, we're heading towards the Ganges, we can actually meditate on the mood of Mother Sachi, how she was so completely absorbed, and think that here we are in Navadvip, but we can't see Lord Chaitanya.